American Road Trip Talk, where you meet the people behind the stories in American Road magazine, and we introduce you to new travel destinations. I'm Foster Brown. In the winter of 2018, American Road Magazine published a 15th anniversary issue of the magazine to highlight the special people and places that we visited during those years. One of our favorites was Terry Ike Clanton, a descendant of one of the cowboys cut down in the infamous Battle of the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona. The story has always been seen as a paean to Old West rough justice, where retribution was swift and final. Not so, says Terry Clanton, and we invite you to listen to a very different side of the story, what famous announcer Paul Harvey used to call the rest of the story. You can read more details about the story in Volume 15, Number 4 of American Road Magazine.
We're talking about Terry I. Clanton, and he is part of the family that was involved in the OK Corral incident. What is the incorrect story that you folks set out to straighten out?
The incorrect story is, the OK Corral gunfight. That's the catalyst of the whole of the
right.
history of Tombstone and the history of, you know, whole Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and the Clantons and the Clowers,
right.
You know. I say this, and it really is the truth, that people ask me, well, why is it so far-fetched, and why is it not true? And I say, well, Wyatt Earp outlived anybody that could dispute what he had to say.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, he didn't die till he was 80 years old. He was in 1929, and he really did. He outlived anybody that could dispute what he had to say. And we know that a lot of the things in history that he even said that he did, that we know that Virgil was the one that was involved in some of the stuff that Wyatt has taken credit for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the OK Corral gunfight, the thing is if you go back into real early history books, you do find out the truth. And the truth was there, but then it got really far-fetched with
mm-hmm.
movies, and then people have brought up, you know, I mean, they I just call it Hollywood history, because
mm-hmm.
people will tell
mm-hmm.
me things, and I just go, really, really, yeah, you know, to me, it's Hollywood history, you know.
So, Terry, what,
Johnny Ringo, for instance, Johnny Ringo, just quickly, that people have said, Wyatt Earp killed him, Frank Leslie killed him, he committed suicide.
Oh, dear.
And now everybody thinks that, you know, Doc Holliday killed him and all kinds of things because of the movies, but
mm-hmm.
he committed suicide.
Oh, dear. So in many ways, what you guys set out to do, Terry, was to correct that history, even though Wyatt Earp had kind of outlived everybody else and had his own version of the story out there. How well has it been received?
Well, at first, it actually wasn't well received at all.
I bet. Yeah.
I used to get all kinds of hate mail. When the internet first came out and I first started TombstoneArizona.com and I first started putting all that stuff up and everything about the Clanton side of the story and everything, I used to get all kinds of hate mail and all kinds of things. And that has just subsided. I mean, I really don't get much of that anymore.
Yeah.
I think people have found that it really is, there is two sides to the story, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, at first it was like, wow, you know, you're trying to take down an American legend. I said, no, I'm not trying to take down an American legend.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the truth out there.
Yeah. What is the kernel of truth there, Terry, that's been missing all along?
The fact that Doc Holliday was involved in the March of 1881 stagecoach robbery. And basically that was what started the OK Corral gunfight. Because, you know, Bill Leonard, who was at that attempted holdup with Jim Crane, Harry Head, and Doc Holliday, they tried to stop the stagecoach. And Doc Holliday was drunk and opened fire. The stage didn't stop, and he opened fire, and he killed Bud Philpott, the driver, and Peter Roerig, the passenger.
Oh.
And, so that was really what happened. Well, the rest, they were on the run, and Bill Leonard headed down, kind of split up, but those guys did. And Bill Leonard ended up down in Charleston, down, you know, 17 miles south of Tombstone. And he told Ike Clanton everything that had happened at that attempted stage holdup.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Ike Clanton that if Doc Holliday wouldn't have been there and drunk, nobody would have been killed, you know.
Mm.
They would have let the stagecoach just keep going. It didn't stop, you know. But that was March. Now we're moving to October. And the night before the OK Corral gunfight, or the day before, Doc Holliday was in Tucson. And he came in on a stage that night, the night before. And Ike Clanton was blowing the whistle on Doc Holliday.
Oh.
Telling everybody in town about, that he was the trigger man, that Doc Holliday was the trigger man at that stage holdup. And Doc Holliday stormed into a lunch house there on Allen Street in Tombstone and tried to kill Ike Clanton, you know, and told him to kind of try to goad him into a gunfight, you know, like, get your gun and go to fight, Ike. And Ike was like, I'm unarmed. I don't have a gun. And the Earps watched this. And the OK Corral gunfight could have been, you know, just done away with right there. It would have never happened if the Earps would have arrested Doc Holliday for disturbing the peace, carrying a firearm in city limits and all that right then and there. But instead, the Earps, basically backed up Doc Holliday.
Oh, they were covering up.
They were there. And basically when Ike Clanton walked out the door, they said, Ike, you better get your gun because next time we see you, we're going to kill you.
Good grief.
So that next, you know, that's really, that's the part that you never hear. Whenever you see stories on the OK gunfight, they go right into the gunfight. They never talk about the night before. And the reason why the Earp side of the story never talks about it is because that's what started it. And the other thing that they don't talk about is, you'll hear, and I've just made this, you know, this is a straight fact.
Mm-hmm.
Is you'll hear in the movies, they show it. They always say, oh, yeah, Ike Clanton, the next morning was running around Tombstone. He was all drunk and he was spouting his mouth off saying that, you know, I'm going to kill the Earps on site or Doc Holliday on site. I'm going to kill him and all this stuff. And they say he was all drunk. Okay, well, think about this for a second. I mean, yeah, the laws might have been different, but if he was drunk that morning when they buffaloed him and took those guns away from him, he was walking street, they were leaving town. So he was legal really to have the guns if he was headed, you know, to get on a horse and get out of town. And they hit him over the head and they took him to jail. Okay. If he was drunk, then they should have never let him out of jail.
Yeah.
And if they let him out of jail, then they should be held responsible again for the OK Corral gunfight.
Yeah.
About it. If Ike Clanton's the one that they say Ike Clanton's the one that started the OK Corral gunfight, then they should be held responsible because they let him out of jail if he was drunk.
Remarkable.
I'm going to tell you what my theory is. He wasn't drunk. He wasn't drunk any more than anybody in Tombstone that parties too hard today.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, he might have had a bad hangover, but he wasn't drunk.
The gunfight then occurred at the OK Corral after this. And was this basically where you say they goaded him into the fight?
I want to get something straight, too.
Sure, sure.
We used that. We used the gunfight at the OK Corral, the name. We used that because everybody believes that, you know, that's where it happened and everything. But the actual gunfight didn't happen in the OK Corral.
Ah.
It happened in a vacant lot, more of an alleyway behind the OK Corral.
Mm.
Okay. And it was really over on Fremont Street, not on Allen Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an alleyway. It was only about 15 feet wide. They were at point blank range when they started shooting. But, you know, it'd be kind of tough to call the most famous gunfight in all of Wild West history the gunfight at the vacant lot. That's where they came up with the OK Corral because it was really the nearest thing to put a branding on that gunfight.
Oh, okay. So then, what happened during the fights? Then I know if you can, we're just summarizing this for people who, like me, maybe have not really delved into the details of the history of this. So Ike Clanton is let out of jail.
Yeah. That morning he was let out of jail. They didn't really put him in jail. They just went, you know, they charged him $25 or $27.50, I think it was, for carrying firearms and city limits and everything, and let him out. And remember now, he'd been hit over the head too, and took the guns away from him. They beat him over the head, and he was bleeding from the head. And he was humiliated and probably really upset and probably mad as hell, and you know, the whole deal. So, and you can't blame the guy, you know.
No, certainly not.
But Frank McLowry and Billy Clanton had come into town that morning, And Tom McLowry was already in town. He had like $30,000 of cash on him or something. It was
real,
it was a lot of money. I don't remember exactly how much money it was. No, it was like, it wasn't 30,000, might have been 3,000. I don't know. It was a lot of money.
That's still a lot of money in those days. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think it was 3,000, not 30. But yeah, and he had, yeah, it was a lot of money. What really happened was, remember I told you about the night before? Well, you know, Doc Holliday wanted to kill Ike Clanton because he was, you know, spreading the word that he was involved in those Stagecoach robberies.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Again, the Earps were there. The Earps were there and saw that. So the next morning when the Earps got word that Ike Clanton, you know, was out on the street and everything, you know, spouting off that he's going to kill everybody, they, you know, they buffaloed him and everything. Well, then the word came out that the Cowboys were down, you know, near the OK Corral, and we need to go down and disarm them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they asked Doc Holliday to go, okay? And Doc Holliday wasn't a lawman, okay? And
yeah, so right.
There's another reason why the Earps should be held liable for the murders of Tom and Frank McLowry and Billy Clanton, because they asked, like, you know, they just went, hey, Doc, you want to go along with us, you know? And knowing that Ike Clanton was down there, and knowing that the fight that they had the night before and that Doc Holliday wanted to kill him is like taking a blowtorch to a fireworks factory. You know, they knew there was going to be problems. And if they would have not taken Doc Holliday down there, then the gunfight at OK Corral, in my opinion, would have never happened.
We hope that you enjoyed this podcast and will watch for our next one as they appear on our blog page at AmericanRoadMagazine.com. You'll also find a wealth of information waiting for you right there on our homepage, such as itineraries for your next trip, sweepstakes, special bargains, and so much more. Until we meet again on the next American Road Trip Talk, look for us on Facebook. This is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.